Hey, love. It's tough right now, huh? Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And I just I want you to know that it's completely okay to be feeling that way. Like, it's so okay to be feeling however you're feeling right now. I mean, these last 12 months particularly have been, I mean, shit, they've just been so unexpected and so trying, I think, for everyone. And I know that there are some people who have actually really thrived this year, like who have been able to take time or space for themselves in ways that they never have before. And they've been able to, you know, really, like, I don't know, exercise well or get on top of their wellness or, you know, follow a hobby that they've always wanted to do but never had time or energy for. And I know that there are some people who, in an odd way, it's actually been a blessing, but I think for most people, that's not been the case. And for some people, it's been an absolute nightmare, you know, where they've been working front lines or they've been, you know, stuck in a situation where they weren't safe, whether that situation was at home or at work or elsewhere, or they've been trapped in a situation that was only temporary, or, you know, some people have had it like really, really tough, and that this whole, you know, this whole year has forced a reality that made their already difficult reality worse. And I feel like those are kind of the two extremes, you know, like, even if it doesn't feel like an extreme, I feel like there's the people who have gone, actually, yeah, this has been a blessing in a really shitty disguise. And there are some people who have just absolutely had the worst time and who are like, I mean, let's face it, there's been a massive increase in domestic violence, in sexual assaults within the home, in suicide, and so many serious mental health issues. And then there's the rest of us. There's those of us who sit between those. And I know that for a lot of us, we feel like we, you know, circumstantially speaking, we might be really lucky. Obviously not everyone, but a lot of us, we might be really lucky. We might be like, you know what, my family is safe and well. I'm safe and well. I live in a situation where I'm not likely to lose my home, where I'm not likely to lose my job, you know, where circumstantially speaking, everything's, you know, good and reasonably secure. And so I think there's often an element of guilt in feeling fucking awful when circumstances are relatively good, because, you know, there's that I mean, there's always that sort of, oh, well, somebody else has it worse. But I feel like with this particular situation, like, it's so clear how so many people have it really bad that it's so easy for us to feel like we should just be grateful for what we have rather than, quote, feeling sorry for ourselves. But the truth is, you and I and thousands and thousands and, well, millions genuinely of other people are going through a collective trauma. Our lives have been, I mean, I don't necessarily want to say turned upside down, but fundamentally changed in so many ways. And, you know, it's like, it's an accepted thing that if you move to a different town or a different city or a different country, you know, things are going to be hard for a while because you're readjusting to a new way of life. And it's like, that's the case here. And I feel like so much of the acceptance of the beginning of the pandemic, where people were going, hey, you know what? It's okay if you're struggling. It's okay if you're just about managing to eat and shower and sleep, because that's, you know, that's okay. You're dealing with this massive event. But it's almost as if it's been going on for so long now that people are like, that's become, you know, that's become the norm. So we're expected to have fully adapted by now, and we're expected to have been able to just be okay. And I believe that it's the complete opposite, to be honest. I believe that so much of us looked at the pandemic as a temporary situation. And so the way that we've been managing things have been on a temporary basis, in the knowledge that, well, it's only for now. And that only for now has dragged on and on and on and on. And that makes it harder to hold. It makes it harder to deal with. And I believe that, like, to be honest, I'm genuinely in awe of anybody who is feeling all right at the moment. And one of the biggest things that I want to say to you, love, because I know it's something that you worry about, is just because everybody is going through it doesn't mean that you can't talk about it, doesn't mean that you can't complain about it. Your feelings aren't only valid if they're different from everyone else's feelings. That's really, really important. Like, you don't only get to say that you're upset if you don't think anybody else is upset. You know? Like, your experience isn't only valid if it's unusual or if it's an exception. Your sadness or despair or hopelessness or flatness or numbness is just as valid and has just as much right to be here and to take up space as anybody else's. Even as everybody else's. And it's so easy for us to feel like we can't take up space in our friends and our partners and our family's lives by complaining and asking them to support us when they're dealing with the same thing themselves. Fuck that. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And I want you to know that your voice matters. And I don't just mean like your voice matters to stand up for what you believe in. I mean, your voice matters when it says, I'm struggling. When it says, this is really hard. When it says, fuck, I don't know how to get out of bed this morning. You matter. And the struggles that you're facing and the things that you're feeling, they have so much right to be here and to be seen. Just because everybody else is going through something doesn't mean it's not important that you are. And I don't fucking care how many people you see on the internet going, oh my god, I was able to do this thing today, and in lockdown, look at how much I've achieved. I did, you know, renovated my house, or like, I learned how to be a master watercolor painter, or I got a fucking degree in something at the Open University. I don't know. Fuck that. Look at what I've achieved. I'm still here. I'm still here. And I'm getting by. That's an achievement right now. And feeling like you have no motivation. Feeling like you can't be bothered. Or you just don't want to, or you're not really enjoying any of the things that you used to enjoy, or you don't see the point. None of those things are lazy. None of those things are just not trying. They're all responses to the type of trauma, which it basically is, that we're going through. And one of the big things about trauma is what's traumatic to one person might not be traumatic to another. And the way that trauma manifests itself or responds or affects our physical brains. Like, one person might have their, and I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a doctor, a psychiatrist. I'm not a specialist in trauma, but I know that the way that trauma shapes our thoughts and our, like, as far as I understand it, literally shapes our physical brains. But I mean, even if we're talking about thoughts and responses and feelings and habits and behaviors, an event that one person could just shrug off as another thing could genuinely traumatize a different person. And I personally believe that what we're going through, what this pandemic is doing, is causing a lot of those same changes that many other traumas would. And if you read up on like trauma responses, so much of what people are feeling fits that. And that's the other thing, like a lot of people believe that trauma can only come from like abuse, accidents, and I mean accident, like serious physical danger accidents, you know, it can only come from wartime situations. It can only come from, you know, like near-death experiences. And like, don't get me wrong, I am absolutely not downplaying the trauma from those situations, but somebody could have a breakup and that particular breakup actually gives them a trauma response. Even if on a generally understood level, it was a relatively normal breakup. And that's because we all have different ways of processing things. And I just want you to, this is so many words and so much, I don't know, like reasoning or context or whatever, but I just want you to know that you matter to me and you matter in general. And you don't have to try and downplay your feelings. You don't need to suck it up because others have it worse. You don't need to be like, well, you know, this is hard, but whatever else. And I'm not saying you should just wallow, but at the same time, like, let yourself feel what you're feeling and trust that that's okay. Because we don't really get to control our feelings. Sure, we can sometimes reframe them and we can learn to look at things differently, but I mean, fuck. Like, everything that you're feeling is so valid and welcome and acceptable. All of the struggles is okay. And you know what? You know what else is really hard? That for so many of us, there's so, like, we find things really, really hard, but there's, you know what? There's some element of relief in there, in some small ways. Because there are so many obligations. And some of us can't fulfill those obligations now. And it's like we have a genuine excuse. But also, you know, sometimes we now have more obligations because of the situation. Maybe we're caring for someone, maybe we're homeschooling, you know, maybe we're, I don't know, but like, there are so many conflicting emotions and feelings about it. Like, we might be really grateful to not have to travel every day. But at the same time, it might be that that travel was the only time that we felt we didn't have to try and do anything. You don't have to be productive. You don't have to be doing something important all the time. You don't have to be making something of your moments. At this point, existing is enough. And it doesn't feel like it. I know it doesn't, but sorry. Being here is, like, just being here is important because so many people are finding it so hard to stay around. And I don't mean being here as in responding to messages all the time and having loads of phone calls, because holy shit, Zoom calls and, you know, distance communication is draining. And I know that you're feeling guilty about that too. Because, you know, we have friends we haven't spoken to in months. People who we're pretty sure are having a hard time and we haven't reached out because the idea of another fucking Zoom call is awful. And that's okay too. That's okay. I wish I could wrap my arms around you and tell you that it's okay to be feeling how you're feeling and hold you and tell you that you're safe and that you don't have to pretend. You don't have to put on a brave face. You don't have to pretend that you're not going through whatever you're going through, that you can just be for an hour, for 10 minutes, for however long you need. I just want to wrap you up and be like, give you real permission to be however you're feeling. Whether you're angry, whether you're sad, whether you're exhausted, whether you're despairing, whether you're frustrated, or whether you're just completely flat. I just want to give you permission to be that. And I wish I could hold you so that you felt safe in being that. So that you felt protected in that vulnerable state. Because it's hard. It's so hard. But you have every right to feel. You have every right to take up space. You have every right to need help and every right to want to shut off and push people away and just exist in your own bubble. You have every right to what you need right now. I mean, obviously, I wish I could make it easier. I wish I could just make things better. But, you know, I can't, and that's the way it is. But just because I can't change it doesn't mean it's not okay to think that. Just because that thought isn't productive doesn't mean it doesn't have a right to be here. It's so hard right now. It's so hard right now to function normally. I mean, what the fuck is normal anymore? And I think that's the other thing, is so many of us are still trying to function as if we're not in a new situation. We're trying to function as if we just happened to have this new normal for a week. And we feel as though we should be the same people that we were 12 months ago, 18 months ago. But we're not. Then that's not good, it's not bad, it's not positive or negative, and feelings aren't positive or negative, feelings are just feelings. And I just can't tell you how much I want you to feel that you can express those feelings. I want you to know that you'll be listened to and you'll be held. And that it's safe to be vulnerable. Because you're so important. You're so important. I just have to tell myself all of that.